Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So my husband loves baseball and he was watching it and I said, he was watching the Astros game the other day and I said, so was it empty? Did they have virtual fans or did they have cardboard? He said, well, what they did was, at least how the Houston Astros did it, if you made a certain amount of a donation to whatever charity they were doing, then you got a cardboard cutout in the audience for the season.
It's your face,
and then you also got 1 cent to your house, so you had like your own cardboard cutout at your house.
Are the Astros even playing this year? I thought they were a bunch of cheaters.
Well, they're playing.
Yeah.
But apparently, it's really weird. Some people have mixed feelings about the cardboard cutouts. I feel like it's when I'm playing putt-putt, and you hit it, and it goes in the hole, and that big wall of cardboard fans pops up, and they cheer, and they're like, yeah!
It just looks so cheesy.
It really does.
Which putt-putt do you go? I've never seen that.
No, like back in the, like the ones down the shore in the Jersey Shore, you know,
never
you get it,
that.
And the wall pops up.
Never
no?
seen it. No?
I'll try to find it online.
Usually
for you.
The wall's broken, and you know, the grass is half, you know, scraped off.
Besides, Rick took girls on good dates, you know, like the McDonald's.
The virtual fans look pretty cool, though. You can't even tell they're not fans. They're a tweak in that, so it's like they can do the wave, they can high-five, you can change the color of their shirt, you can make them drink a beer.
I would love to be the guy in charge of the crowd.
Oh, right. They're getting restless. Look, a middle finger.
I don't know. It's kind of crazy. And then, but speaking of baseball, I found this odd. So, you know, the Marlins, half of them tested positive coronavirus for whatever the percentage was. So in light of that breakout, now the league...
This is crazy.
The league is now requiring the teams to travel with babysitters, essentially.
What? Each one of them?
I don't know if it's each team, but it says...
No, each player.
Each person has a compliance officer to make sure the players and staff follow protocol.
So someone to tattle if you're doing something wrong?
Well, yeah.
These are grown adults. And number two, they're rich, spoiled, bratty grown adults. They're going to go see strippers no matter what you do.
Grown adults is loose, though. Have you seen the Atlanta Braves team? They're all like 19.
Yeah, what
some of them might need the officer. I gotta, you know.
Yeah. So now they have babysitters that encourage them to stay in their hotel rooms and put their mask on before they leave. So yeah, they got hall monitors, babysitters for them.
And we return to the action where the pitcher is thirsty and wants his bottle.
And his babysitter is bringing it to him. Wow, look at him suckle with that bottle.
And the first baseman is now in the mood for his num-nums. And his babysitter is bringing him his delicious num-nums.
Now the catcher is scared and wants his babysitter to read him a story. Let's see which one he chooses.
And looks like he's going for green eggs and ham. A classic. More from the action coming up.
Rick Stacey.